A delegation has to exercise a second right of reply to the North Korean delegation's statement. Recalling the proverb that one cannot veil the sky with the palm of a hand, I will refrain from responding to each of the baseless allegations made by North Korea and will not revisit the points already addressed in my previous remarks. Instead, we'd like to quote the conclusion of the report by the Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in North Korea, recently submitted to the Third Committee of the UN General Assembly. Quote, "While people in the DPRK continue to face human rights violations and severe restrictions, many victims living outside of the country, including those affected by enforced disappearance and torture, continue to suffer from uncertainty about the fate of their beloved ones, trauma from torture and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, and the inability of communicating with their separated family members," unquote. Mr. President, the first cycle of the UPR for the DPRK is scheduled for November 7th. As recommended by the Special Rapporteur in her report, we sincerely urge all member states, including the state under review, to engage constructively in this valuable opportunity and to follow up on the recommendations made in previous cycles to improve the dire human rights situation in North Korea. I thank you.
The floor is for Lebanon.